Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today, I'd like to tell you about the mystery of the ice cave. In June of 1900, the Chelan Valley Leader ran an article which described an interesting part of what is known as Howard Flat. The paper reported that 2 miles beyond the mound of rock then called the Wart was a deep and narrow rocky canyon in which there was a small lake, where the Chelan Ice Company had put up 100 tons of ice that last winter. And on the opposite side of the canyon, you could find ice in the hottest of months. There is no cave, properly speaking, unless the mouth is covered by slide rock, but the rocks are piled loosely, and when one gets down in among them, below the general surface, he is met by a cold air current, which chills him through and through. It seems to blow outward through the rocks, suggesting an open passageway farther in the mountain. Not only are there quantities of ice to be seen in the crevices in the rocks, but icicles form every day. The site of the ice cave was one of the many picnics in the early summers of the 1900s, as well as ice skating in the winter on the small lake. What caused the cold? Where did it come from? How did the cave have ice during hot summers? One explanation: as for the cooling on hot days, air flows down into the rocks and crannies in the rocks of the talus slope below the granite cliffs, and once underground, cools. This cool air, being heavier than warm air, increases the flow, and if there is some narrow constriction at the bottom, the air comes out under considerable pressure and expands. Expanding air further cools it, and if the outlet is constricted, ice may form. This means of cooling air has been utilized for hundreds, perhaps thousands of years by desert people. The hotter the days, the more efficient the cooling is. So, the ice cave was one of those freaks of nature that should have been protected from vandals. The Lake Chelan Chamber of Commerce during the 1940s asked the state parks or the highway department to take it over because they felt no one cared about it, and deeded the land to the state of Washington. The state graded a turnout on the highway below the cave and cleaned the rock from the cave, changing the whole dynamics of the cooling system. It was later closed to the public. So come visit us at the museum and start your membership if you're not already a member. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.